today is the National Citizens Day. It is a day set aside by the UN to monitor the performance and impact of television on society. In Ghana, there are about 16 to 22 being transmitted. Friends, give picture of the areas. We regard for the view of the Executive Secretary of the Coalition of Parents of Private Schools, Dr. Simon Wenner, on the relevance of television on society, specifically. He spoke to us on that.
Many in education and then in entertainment. In Ghana, for instance, we can talk about GTV, how it's been in the forefront of using TV to educate in national development. However, I won't hesitate in cautioning parents to ensure that what their children watch on television are good for them. Parents must ensure that children do not watch pornographic material, violent films, and degrading sexual cultural practices that will be harmful to their future and eventually breed criminals during their formative years. I also wish to admonish all TV stations to endeavor to show good programs that will help our national well-being. I also want to use this opportunity to wish all workers at television stations well and thanks for the good work they are doing for Mother Ghana.
You have talked about the need for parents to watch and prevent their children from viewing pornographic materials and generally abuses in humanity. Some parents are not educated, excuse me to say. How would they know the times that these pornographic films are shown?
So now the onus will be on the television stations to actually ensure that the times they show some of these films or these programs are just in the night, because building a nation is a collective responsibility. We all know some of the programs in the night is for adults, keep the age range, but like you said, it is not our parents who can read. Because if we take care and we treat criminals, they will come to harm us. Recently, there was an issue in London where a 13-year-old boy was accused of raping or defiling a 7-year-old girl. And when you listen to the story, it was simply because he's been watching hardcore pornographic films, and the parents knew that they did nothing about it. And this cuts across. So I think the responsibility would be squarely with the TV stations and also those organizations mandated to monitor and ensure that the right things are done.
The
Deputy Director of MIA Mansour of West Africa, Sulaiman Abaima, sharing the news on the belief that there has been an increase in broadcasting in the country due to the demands of private television stations. He said this has left the dimensions of these incumbents. Speaking to the panel of the TV conference, he said Ghana should keep from South Africa as it has a broadcast on board that screens content before it broadcasts. He spoke to Julian Sacco.
I think that we have to look at it from the role of television from different perspectives. One is to look at whether or not television access in the first place is an issue. And secondly, perhaps to look at what we have and what it is doing in terms of contributing to national development and creating awareness, education, and providing entertainment. I think that, yes, the liberalization of the airways has definitely led to pluralism in the television industry. And so today, instead of just having TV, we now have several television stations. Makes it possible for people to have access to diverse content, both local and international. And so to that extent, yes, there have been some improvement. But we don't have to also lose sight of the fact that if you go to a number of our districts, especially in rural communities, access to television is still a problem. And so for people living in these areas, whether or not television is contributing to development, they turn out or they end up not being beneficiaries. In terms of content, as I said initially, I think that the number of television stations automatically means that there is diverse content. But within that diversity, are we witnessing content that promotes national development? Maybe yes, maybe no. I think people have expressed concerns about the fact that there is so much content, foreign content, particularly those that are about foreign soap operas, the movie industry, and the content that we see. People have issues about nudity, pornography, and all of that. I think we are an industry that is growing, and so the lack or the depth of content maybe not be surprising, and therefore it is a challenge that we need to pick up and deal with it.
In terms of nudity, it's known to be dangerous to the youth, since the effect of watching them can lead to rape and premarital sex. Is there any way television platforms can be controlled or regulated?
these movies at the time they are showed.
In places like South Africa, for example, they have the broadcasting board, and part of their regulation is to make sure that movies and content that are aired on television, those that do not relate to, let's say, normal programming or news bulletin, are screened before they are passed to be aired on television. And so, for example, if there is a particular movie or a film that contains acts that are not supposed to be viewed by persons of a certain age, the regulation will then make it clear that you cannot show this particular item or content on your station before, say, 11 p.m. or it has to be after 11 p.m. But I think we are in a country where we keep talking about the importance of the broadcasting law. That will help regulate some aspects of our broadcasting industry, and governments upon governments are giving a deaf ear to that. And that is why I think there is that latitude for our television stations to show anything at any time, so long as they feel they can mobilize viewers around it and generate their advertising revenue from them.
Deputy Director of Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleiman Mansaim.
The reference now is that the political commentator, now that the commentator has traveled to the country to focus attention on programs that will project the country's car